It's Friday, March 30th, 2012. From Oroville, some news and announcements. Starting with a quick look at the weather. 10 to 30 kilometer per hour breezes out of the southeast with a temperature of 32 degrees, dropping to 27 tonight. Tomorrow, a grand opening of the cycle kiosk at Solar Kitchen opposite Portus Distribution Center. That's Saturday, March 31st, 10 a.m. Bring along your cycle that's been waiting for repair. Regular opening hours for the cycle kiosk will be Monday to Saturday, 9 to 5. Kalari Payattu is the oldest form of Oriental martial art, encapsulating Kerala's unique cultural mytho-historical heritage. Here, Kalari is considered as the arena where a traditional psycho-physiological discipline and practice cultivates mental, physical, and spiritual benefits. See it performed 7:30 p.m. Saturday night, Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at Bharat Nevas. A gathering of residents on Thursday, April 5th, 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Kalabhumi Amphitheater. All residents are strongly urged to attend this important event and question, discuss, and brainstorm for the future. For more information, questions, and suggestions, email raservicelist@oroville.org.in. The Kabir Sacred Music Festival, to be held in Oroville April 6th, 7th, and 8th, will be at three different venues, which will be announced early next week. Artists who performed here previously are Pralaji, Mukhtiar Ali, Parvati Baul, and Shabnam Birmani. This time there are many others, along with their accompanist, in Oroville for the first time. There will be Muralala Marwada, folk singer from Kutch, Gujarat, who sings Kabir, Mirabai, and Ravidas. Sufi Sindhi poet Shah Abdul Latif Bitai with his Dolak player Parbat Jogi. Mahesh Ram from the Meghwal community of Rajasthan. Hemant Chauhan from Gujarat, specializing in bhajans and garba songs. The famous Flying Manjiras. Aja Madin, Abdul Ghani, Sabumuddin Baba Sabir, who are Sufi singers from the Nagore Dargah of Tamil Nadu. Bindu Malini and Vedant Bharadwaj, singers from Tamil Nadu trained in Carnatic and Hindustani classical music, singing Kabir. Jaya Madhavan, Bindu Malini and Archana presenting a theater play on Kabir. Srivi Kalyan, a graphic designer from Tamil Nadu. And Orijit Sen, one of the founders of The People Tree, based in Delhi. Sandhya Gopinath from Chennai, who will exhibit with Srivi Kalyan in Kalakendra. Many volunteers are needed for many tasks for this gigantic festival. People are invited to come forward to take responsibility for various and different aspects. In particular, right now, specially invited are volunteers who speak Gujarati and Hindi to accompany these people and take care of them during their visit to Oroville. To volunteer, send an email to orovilleperformingarts@gmail.com. A first Earth Day meeting was held at La Terrasse last Tuesday. 12 people attended, full of enthusiasm, proposing many different activities. From now on, there will be a meeting every Tuesday. Anyone who feels to give time and good energy to this yearly Earth celebration is most welcome. Events so far planned from Monday the 16th of April to Sunday the 22nd, which is the official Earth Day, are an Eco Saturday Market, a water conservation seminar, a workshop on how to maintain a bicycle, inauguration of the new FoodLink building, an Eco Film Festival at Multimedia Center, including a special one for school children, a Sunday forest walk, a traveling offering tree made from waste that everyone can approach and pledge something for the earth and all beings, plus a zero-emission vehicle from the No More Pesticides team. There will be more, a good deal more. Don't forget the next meeting, Tuesday, April 3rd, 4 p.m., La Terrasse. And this from the mother. Everything around you, all the people, all the circumstances, are there as a mirror to show you where you need to progress. What shocks or annoys you in another is in yourself, showing you where work needs to be done. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. In studio today, Andrea, Miriam, Yahlom, and a few volunteers. Direct your comments and queries to OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.